Authorities in Afghanistan this morning discovered the body of a second South Korean previously held hostage and murdered by the Taliban, Charles Collins reports.
The body of 29-year-old Shim Sung Min was found dumped in a field next to a road in Arzu, a small village 10 kilometers from the city of Ganzi. The South Korean Christian was known in his community for his work with the poor. He was murdered on Monday by Taliban militants who are demanding the Afghan government release 8 of their comrades. Shim's father reacted to the news.
Sung Min was a child who was kind and liked to help others, especially those who are poor and physically disabled.
Shim is the second of 23 South Koreans kidnapped by the Taliban to be killed. The militant Islamic group is saying that if their demands are not met, another will be killed on Wednesday. The Korean Foreign Ministry is working with the Afghan government to end the bloodshed, and spokesman Cho Hee-young says they are shocked by the latest murder.
We can contain our anger at this merciless killing and strongly condemn this. The South Korean government is strongly urging the kidnappers to stop these acts of barbarity and free our people immediately.
There have been no negotiations with the Taliban since the weekend, and the government has said that they may try to free the hostages by force. The Taliban say they are ready to thwart any rescue bid. Meanwhile, back in Korea, the families of the hostages wait. Their spokesman, Cha Soo Min, say they are trying to be brave.
The family members are very exhausted right now, but we decided to stay strong and not to falter.
I'm Charles Collins.